You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Emily Peel, the brand director for High Five Coffee. Welcome.
Hey.
Emily's here to talk with us about a week-long benefit for Seasons of Grace Garden, which is located within the Swannanoa Correctional Center.
Yeah, that's right. So a friend of mine who is the program coordinator for that garden approached me about using the produce grown within that garden, grown by incarcerated women, and featuring that in an espresso drink for High Five. And so that's something that we craft every week, using kind of out of the box ingredients to combine with coffee. And I thought that was an awesome way for our demographic to kind of engage with something that was grown within prison walls, which to me is just such a meaningful thing for that to travel outside and for us to get to interact with that effort that these women put in. And so I linked up with a couple other female shop owners and baristas and managers in Asheville. And so Vortex and Trade and Lore are also featuring drinks this week that use that produce. And we're kind of doing this in an effort to let people know that they can come into any of those three shops and donate $5 to this garden. And then we will put up a kind of swag raffle prize of $100 collectively from all the shops. So through this Sunday, you can go into either of the main High Five locations or Trade and Lore or Vortex and donate $5 at the register. And then on Monday, we'll pull a name out of the hat and you could win $100 in prizes and coffee.
That's awesome. So you said this is going on through the end of this week?
Yeah. So it's all day, every day through Sunday. And then on Monday, we'll announce the winner of the prize.
What kind of drinks have you come up with using these products?
So I did a drink with fresh chamomile, which I've never gotten to play with fresh chamomile before, and it's way different than dried. And so I made this really lovely like frothed cream with chamomile, and that's served next to an espresso. And then Sarah Winkler, who co-owns Trade and Lore, made a matcha lemonade with thyme and basil grown from the garden. And then Ronica, who manages Vortex Coffee, made a lavender honey latte with their lavender.
Those sounds so beautiful.
Yeah. So this is also kind of all in an effort to let people know that Seasons of Grace Garden will be selling plant starts and like moss hanging ball planters at the Sourwood Festival, which is in August in Black Mountain on the 11th and 12th.
That's great. So if you want to support this initiative further, that's a way that you
can do
that. Yeah,
definitely. And so if you're around Black Mountain on that weekend, or if you live out there, then definitely look for that vending booth.
Excellent. Is there anything else you want people to know?
One thing that's really incredible about this garden is that most of the food that they grow is used within the cafeteria as to subsidize their meals. And a lot of the produce they grow are things that are super fresh that wouldn't otherwise not be in their diet, like watermelons and raspberries and tomatoes and things that truthfully are pretty expensive in the food economy. And then another portion of the produce is donated to the Mana Food Bank. And from reading Asheville Citizen Times articles and my research with this project, it seems that a lot of that fresh spinach and stuff that was just harvested lasts much longer than the average donations. And so there's a really cool element of not only tending that land while incarcerated, but also being a community member that's giving back even while your rights are kind of stripped away from you. So that's another exciting thing about what they're doing.
Excellent. Well, thanks for building a community partnership like this one. I think it sounds really powerful and really important. And also thinking about not forgetting about incarcerated people and supporting positive efforts and initiatives that are women-led, and I mean, this is just amazing on so many levels.
Yeah.
So thank you for making that happen here in our community, and I'm excited that everyone knows now how to support it.
Thanks.
Yeah.